The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. One of you had asked me last week how my first week of teaching went. And it went awesome. Oh, my gosh, it went awesome. But I got to tell you something that happened that I was having some trouble with, okay? And, you know, maybe you guys could help me with this. Okay, so here I am. Okay, I've always been, you know, I don't know, class clown. I've always been very, very studious and very, very, I don't want to use the word smart, but I got a lot of good grades, very academic, but I never acted like it. Okay, so no big deal. So now I become a professor at Toro, and wow, okay, phenomenal university. I am so honored. I'm intimidated. You know, do I really, really know what I'm doing in order to teach these kids? And I decide to change things up a little bit. And you always want to. You know, I want to interject some Dr. Dahlia in there, okay? Yeah, so now everybody has messy hair and googly eyes. But anyway, and so I decided to give everybody the top medical headlines, health headlines. I'm like, why not, as a medical student, why not have you up to date? Because I remember when I was in medical school, I had a lot of difficulty with interviews and talking to patients who wanted to know about what was going on at the time. I didn't understand Hillary Care. I didn't even know that was going on until we were talking about Obamacare. I don't even remember, because all I remember from the 90s, because I was so busy doing 36-hour shifts in my training, was the Monica Lewinsky scandal and the O.J. Simpson trial. And I think Yitzhak Rabin was shot. I don't remember much else in the news. And I mean, and even some sports. I mean, it wasn't until I got out of school, and then all of a sudden the Broncos are in the Super Bowl twice. So I was just, you're busy, you're overwhelmed. So I figured one thing I could help these people immediately is, well, number one is, let's get them up to date with like a little quick minute or two bite-sized health headlines so I could get them brought up to speed in case they're out there on their clinicals and somebody goes, hey, you know, John, I see you're a medical student. What do you think about Zika? I wanted them prepared. The other thing I wanted to do was get them prepared in Spanish. All right? So I give them a word of the day. Today's word of the day is fiebre, for fever. See? Fiebre. Or calentura, also. Calentura, for hot. So, anyway. All right. So I give them a Spanish word of the day. The students are liking it. Students are liking it. I'm getting emails going, woohoo, keep it up. I'm going to be doing a medical Spanish workshop this weekend to teach them some medical Spanish. I can't wait. So everything is going well. Everything's going good. And then all of a sudden, I get an email from a whippersnapper, young, smart guy. Excuse me, I don't think this is very helpful. Excuse me? I don't think it's very helpful at all. And he kind of goes into what he thinks would be better. Now, mind you, I love the ideas, and I was very nice to him, okay, you know, let me settle into my job before I really go all Dr. Dahlia all over his butt, but right now, I was smooth with it, okay, I understand that, you got some peacocking going on, but what bothered me, though, about it, okay, what bothered me about just that one, it doesn't bother me that he had suggestions, keep it coming. What bothered me is the attitude that I picked up on of that one. Now, remember, the other ones have been like, wow, this is so helpful. Yeehaw, thank you. And I'm not saying you got to like my ideas. And I'm not saying not to question. But the fact that there's something educational being brought to you, and you say, nah, I don't need it. Now, the one thing that turns me off the most is cockiness. I cannot stand some being cocky. Now, mind you, every now and then I do like to strut my stuff. And I do like to spoof out my feathers and peacock and be all, you know, I'm Dr. Dahlia and I know what I'm talking about. You know, but if you notice, it's really rare. Usually I'm pretty humble. I'm like, yeah, I got to learn this. I got to figure this out. I got to learn this. Because who was it? Was it Einstein or somebody said, you know, I don't remember the quote because obviously I'm not as smart as I want to be. But a smart person, in essence, doesn't think they know it all. A smart person admits they need to learn more. And if nobody did say that, then there's a Dr. Dahlia quote, all right? Go ahead and use that one. So I come home, and I talk to my kids about this, and I'm like, I don't understand. When I was in medical school, if a doctor was giving you, you know, some advice or some information, I mean, I couldn't soak it up enough. And my kid goes, Mom, you're a teacher. We don't like our teachers. You're a teacher. And that's when it hit me. It hit me hard. I'm a teacher. I used to sit there as a student in the back of the class making animal noises, making sounds, doing, I don't know, passing notes, giggling. You see, here I am, I'm blanking at the kind of student I was. Because I'm like, okay, I was a good student. I was this. No, I wasn't. I might have been a good student in terms of grades, but I was a pain in the butt to the teacher. Nobody is going to look at me at that school as Buddy Dr. Dahlia. They're going to look at me as one of them, the teachers. And people don't like teachers. They're going to sit there and try to hide what they're writing on their Facebook. They may be texting each other to class about me going, really, can't she align her bra strap? She looks like a Picasso. That stuff is now going to happen to me. And I got to get used to it. And I just wasn't prepared. So I am loving this job, but boy, am I learning. Because now I have become the person I have made fun of all these years of schooling, and now I am in this position, and I am scared to death of karma. Lord have mercy. And I think karma is going to come back a thousandfold on me. So, I just hope I could withstand to be, yeah, I can't be a buddy. I got to be a teacher now. Scary stuff. 1-877, Doc Dahlia.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to RichMoneyRich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. I mean, not my favorite movie, but I guess it was many of yours, Avatar. Just some quick entertainment news. James Cameron confirms that there will be 4 more Avatar films in total, with the final part due Christmas 2023. Director revealed at CinemaCon that he will now be making 4 sequels to the 2009 hit, which I guess netted $2.8 billion at the box office. I mean, here's the thing. It was a good movie. It was a very pretty movie. It was cool. But, I mean, coming from the 80s, where you had these blockbusters, where these movies are so classic, I just don't know if Avatar really deserves to be considered a quote-unquote classic. But now that they're going to be making all these sequels, then I guess it's going to fall into that anyway. Anyway, James Cameron is 61 years old. He originally planned a trilogy, and then he said, you want to know what? We're going to do 4 parts. And so it's going to be now a pentology because it already had the first part. I don't know who's going to be still starring in it. I haven't gotten any takes from the Screen Actors Guild. Nobody's offered me to play a role. I think I would be very, very sexy and blue. But for those of you who are really, really into that kind of stuff, Avatar is going to have a lot more movies. Okay. Some of you guys aren't into movies. You're into tushies and bumps. So, all right. I like big butts, and I cannot lie. I know I gotta get music like that going on. I like big butts. That was our wedding song. When I walked down the aisle. No, I... Okay, anyway. I'm all about the bass. Hold on a second. I'm having computer issues. Otherwise, you guys are gonna hear me sing. Apparently, we are being told that there are 5 shapes of our tushies. A plastic surgeon has devised the definitive guide to our bottom shape. Dr. Matthew Shulman from New York says all women's derrieres on the planet fall into one of 5 categories. Either we women have the square shape, a V shape, an A shaped, a round shaped, or an upside down heart. I wonder, all I know is my butt is changing. I don't know. Anyway, he says that knowing which category you fall in can prevent a lifetime of buying unflattering underwear that do nothing to showcase your shape. So I guess he explains that the bottom shape is determined by 4 factors. Positions of the pelvis and hip bones, fat distribution, size and shape of your gluteus muscles, and the way the muscles attach to the thigh bone. So if you have been wearing bikini-style bottoms when your behind is better suited for briefs or boy shorts, you need to change your underwear. So, we need to be changing our underwear anyway. Okay, so round underwear, they recommend getting underwear that covers most of the tushy. So, I mean, I don't know if my butt's round. All I know is if I wear, like, my husband's underwear that covers it all, I think it looks okay. So maybe I'm round. They say in the olden days, if you were a curvy woman with big hips, it would be very difficult for you to find underwear that suited you. See, okay, I don't use underwear to look sexy. I use underwear like to do a job. Okay? I mean, that's what underwear is for. It's under your wear. But I guess, you know. All right. So, now if you are A-shaped, A-shaped are pear-shaped women that have an A-shaped tushies. They should go for larger leg holes to accommodate their fuller thighs. Hipster briefs will enhance your shape. So if you're an A-shaped, and this could be me also because the tushy's starting to droop, with that, then they say you should get underwear that, I guess, is big enough for the thighs. This still doesn't sound very attractive to me. Heart-shaped tushies. Some of us have heart-shaped where, I guess, there's extra volume around the lower hip. You need to then, I guess, if you have a skimpy waist and that type of a tushy, a heart-shaped butt, you can basically wear any underwear you like. All right, that definitely isn't me. Now, some of us have square butts. Okay, this is something that I'm thinking I may be getting also, just because, I don't know. I really don't take Belfies. Belfie is a picture of your butt. Maybe I need to because I got to figure this out. If your hip bone and outer thigh are perfectly in line, then you fall into the square category. So use boy shorts because they are less likely to ride up and give you a wedgie. Oh, man. I didn't even think about that. I've never had an underwear wedgie, but that can be really difficult if I'm in the middle of teaching a class. All right. And then there's the V-shaped. The V-shaped has narrow hips, so that's definitely not me. Broad shoulders, they have a V-shaped tushy. And the line between your hips and pelvis angle inward. Best enhanced with a classic pair of briefs that cups the bottom of your buttocks. I don't know. If I wanted to cup the bottom of my buttocks, I would probably need an industrial grade bin. So let me see. I still want to figure out what I am. All right, I don't know, man. Or you could just not wear any underwear at all. All right, so those are underwear shapes for the newbie. Let's get to some more medical news. So common heartburn drugs are linked to kidney disease. And this is the latest in a series of studies looking at the proton pump inhibitors. These proton pump inhibitors, you can now get over the counter. So you got Prilosec, you got Prevacid, you got Nexium, Protonix, real good medications. And I prescribe them a lot. I've never prescribed them long term. But they say that not only has it been linked to bone density loss, it had also been linked to heart attack risk. There was a study last year that these medications may slightly increase your risk of heart attack. That's some scary stuff. Excuse me, I got the hiccups today. I don't know why. Oh, sorry. I got the hiccups. I don't know how you do a show with hiccups. Sorry about that. I got the hiccups. See? Sorry, hiccups. And I got another hiccup. Maybe I need a PPI. Maybe if I had a PPI, I wouldn't get hiccups. Anyway, so now, not only do these medications already have been, studied for kidney disease, they're saying it could actually put you at risk for kidney failure. Now, kidney failure means you guys would have to go on dialysis. A lot of you guys take these medications on a regular basis. So, let's give credit to Dr. Ziad Al-Ali, one of the researchers of the current study and a kidney specialist with the Veterans Affairs at St. Louis Healthcare System. He found that PPI users, so these Protonix Prilosec users, were more likely than people on other heartburn medications to develop chronic kidney disease or kidney failure. But get this, over 5 years, if I could get through the stupid hiccups, over 5 years. So we're talking, again, another hiccup, 5 years of use, putting you at risk for more hiccups, kidney failure. How am I supposed to do this? Stop the hiccups. I know, to stop hiccups, you're supposed to, you know how I stop my hiccups? I hold my breath, so, okay, I think it worked. Okay, now you're supposed to hold, oops, it didn't work. Okay, the other thing I do is I drink very slowly to get rid of hiccups. I'm sorry. Try to talk about this, I try to drink very, very slowly, and I just keep drinking while breathing at the same time, and it stops the hiccups. So, but I can't do that yet till I'm, sorry, I got another hiccup. All right, so hang in there. All right, so anyway, okay, so let me just get through this. So PPIs, these proton pump inhibitors, they're supposed to help fight GERD. 20% of us Americans are diagnosed with gastroesophageal reflux disease. It's where the acid comes up, kind of like a hiccup, but different, where the acid comes up from the stomach into the esophagus. And these proton pump inhibitors are supposed to decrease the acid. And you guys wonder why my ratings are not through the roof. This is why. All right. And another hiccup. Sorry. Now, by the way, don't try to hold the hiccup in. It sounds really bad. I'm going to listen to this. I'm going to listen to the show and see how bad the hiccups are, because I'm trying to hold it in. It's like, nee! Like, got it? And then, nee! And those are my hiccups, okay? All right, so the new study is based on medical records from over 173,000 VA patients who were prescribed the PPI, and over 20,000 other patients prescribed another class called the H2 blockers. Some of you guys could take Pepcid or Zantac. The problem is those, they work well, but they could lower your platelets, which are your clotting factor, so they aren't without, risk, but they don't seem to have the kidney issues. Lord have mercy. Okay. That was supposed to be a real big headline, and I dunked it all up. Sorry, don't go away, we'll be right back.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't want to jinx myself, but my hiccup stopped. Okay, so Michael wants to know what exactly is a hiccup. It's like a spasm that you get with your diaphragm. Your diaphragm separates your chest from your abdomen, and the spasm, it's like you get the sudden closure of what we call your glottis, like in your throat. And so when you get this, it makes that sound. So your voice, your vocal cords close suddenly, and then you get the sound of your hiccup. So it starts from your diaphragm, and then it goes all the way up to your voice box. And so it's like an irritation that happened to your stomach or to your throat. And so it could have been, because I ate too fast, or it could have been because I giggled. See, if I giggle a lot and I will start to hiccup. So that's really difficult. So that's what that is. Really quickly, we might as well talk about some cures. Hot sauce. Okay, I've heard if you take a little bit of hot sauce, that's supposed to help. They say a spoonful of sugar. This comes from Reader's Digest. A spoonful of sugar not only makes the medicine go down, but they say it the graininess of the sugar could slightly irritate the esophagus, causing the phrenic nerves that innervate the diaphragm to reset themselves. Again, no scientific proof, but some people say a spoonful of actual sugar seems to help. A tablespoon of vinegar could also, because of the sour taste. Peanut butter. Eat a big spoonful of peanut butter. I think the reason why is you do a lot of sucking, you know, to get it off your teeth. So when you eat peanut butter like that, you end up doing a lot of movements and transferring a lot of air that I think could help the diaphragm. They say swallowing and there we go. The swallowing and breathing patterns are interrupted, and so your hiccups, unfortunately, or fortunately, may go away. Hot sauce is something I've always heard. The heat and the burn. Sometimes your body goes, wait a second, we got this going on. It'll put its attention to that, and you would think it would irritate the diaphragm by irritating the esophagus, but maybe it's enough to reset it. A little bit of honey. They say put 1 teaspoon of honey stirred in warm water on the back of your tongue. Swallow it, and honey could potentially tickle the vagus nerve to make the hiccups stop. I don't think the honey is actually going to, I don't know if the honey is going to actually touch the nerve, but still. Now, honey also soothes coughs. So we know honey works. I just don't know exactly how. Chocolate, powdered chocolate, like cocoa or Ovaltine. Take it right off the spoon. Even though it may make you cough, swallowing it could possibly help with the hiccups. I've never done the brown bag where you breathe slowly and deeply into a small paper bag. I don't know if I would do that because I think you're going to, you know, I don't know if you're going to hyperventilate or if you're going to overventilate. I'm not sure. But it increases the carbon dioxide level in the blood, makes the diaphragm contract more deeply to try to bring in more oxygen. This could stop the hiccup spasms. I really don't want you guys trying to asphyxiate yourself with a brown paper bag, but I get it. Dill. Dill seems to work. They say chew a teaspoon of dill seeds, and the swallowing of the seeds may stimulate the vagus nerve to make the hiccups stop. But this seems really cool, okay? Because how many of us have dill or Tabasco around work? What you do is you take, this I don't have to do yet, but I would have if this didn't work. You take a glass of water, and you put a layer of paper towel on top of it. You try drinking the water through the paper towel, although I would think the paper towel would get all soggy and break off. Anyway, because you have to pull harder to suck the fluid out of the paper towel to drink it, that may cause you to change the spasmodic muscle movements of the hiccups. So that's pretty cool. That's some pretty smart hiccup tricks. So for those of you that, you know, have hiccups, I mean, for me, how it worked for me is I just keep drinking while breathing. And I breathe while I drink water, okay, water or tea or whatever I have in front of me. And then eventually the hiccups stop. So maybe it's because the body's like, okay, I don't get what I'm supposed to do. I got to breathe, and I'm swallowing at the same time. And for me, that's what resets itself. Really quickly, on that article, if you guys are taking proton pump inhibitors and you're worried about this kidney disease article, this is what I recommend you do. By the way, we think it may be a magnesium issue. When you take proton pump inhibitors, you aren't going to be absorbing a lot of your other minerals, which is why we think people have osteoporosis or bone loss from these PPIs, because you're not absorbing your calcium as well, because you need acid to absorb a calcium. So this kidney disease issue, maybe the theory is the magnesium. You're not absorbing enough magnesium, and you need magnesium for kidney health. So either way, many of you guys listening to the show have been taking these PPIs, Nexium, Prilosec, Prevacid, Protonix. You've been taking these medicines now for years. If you have, I strongly urge you to get a kidney test. And you do need to have your kidneys looked at. We used to think these medicines were very kidney safe. Now, no. And if these medicines do cause kidney disease, your doctor should do a blood urea nitrogen and a creatinine. They should check your urine, and they should probably do a 24-hour urine to check your creatinine clearance. And this creatinine clearance takes a look at how well your kidneys are filtering. So before we move on, I just want to make sure it was such an important headline, and my stupid hiccups ruined it for us. But I wanted to make sure you guys were going to be on top of that. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Fisher Price has issued a recall of infant cradle swings due to a fall hazard. There are three models of swing seats due to two reports of a seat peg coming out of the seat, causing the seat to fall. This is ridiculous. So they say the following products may be affected. We're looking at the CHM84 Soothing Savannah Cradle and Swing, the CMR40 Sweet Surroundings Cradle and Swing, the CMR43 Sweet Surroundings Butterfly Friends Cradle and Swing. I remember dumping my kid on one of those. I was like, you know what? This is too much. He was my first kid. I was carrying him around the whole time. Finally, I realized I could dump him in one of those swings where it basically attaches to the, it's not a swing. It's like a bouncy thing. You know, there's also those swings also where you throw him in the swing. I didn't want to do that when he was a baby because his head was going to unfortunately flatten on one side, so I didn't want to do that. But I did get one of those bouncy things where it's hooked up to the doorpost, and he just sits there with his binky, and he bounces. And I walk back and forth, and I could see him in the room, and I could have two hands free so I could cook dinner. And I could see him. There was little Sony with his little binky. My other kid hated it. My other kid would not take a binky, and he would not take that bouncy thing. So I had to hold him the whole time. I'm like, really? High maintenance. So anyway, they say 34,000 recalled swings were sold at Bye Bye Baby. Yeah, if the swing is going to fall, Bye Bye Baby. That's scary. Target and other stores nationwide and online at Amazon and other websites are also, thus far no injuries though have been reported. Thank heavens. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Unfortunately, we have this injury to report. We have a child, a 14-year-old boy, left blind after an e-cig exploded. 14-year-old has been blind in one eye and potentially faces permanent damage to his hands after an e-cig at a mall kiosk exploded in Brooklyn, New York. The latest is in a string of similar incidences, and why is a 14-year-old having access to this? Lior Dormadov was trying out an e-cig at the Plaza Vapes kiosk in Brooklyn Kings Plaza Mall when it exploded in his hands and face. The injury occurred after an employee connected one of the vaporizers to the battery of the store. He said, I can't see anything because it cut through his cornea. Cornea is supposed to be the protective layer of the eye. He's only 14. He wouldn't have been able to legally buy it, because there are state and local laws forbidding sales of e-cig to minors. So now I guess the father is going to sue the kiosk owner and he's going to sue the mall. And they said that he was being marketed at the entrance of King's Plaza Mall. It's a mall that caters to children, and they're marketing these products causing these injuries. So tell your kids not to even try these e-cigs or hook them up to a battery. Crazy stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formed called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. greens75.com. greens75.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, packed flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, you can follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia and on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. I think Facebook is Dr. Dahlia Show. Most importantly is getting your questions answered. I really love the emails that you guys send. I try to answer every single one as soon as possible. If not, I'll either answer it the next day I'm on air, or I'll answer it later that week. If I ever do not answer it, there's a chance it might have gone to spam. So just resend, okay? Or call into the show. You can call into the show at 1-877-DRDAHLIA. excuse me, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If I am on air, we're going to answer right then and there. If not, and you are listening at a delayed time in your particular city, then we will answer the medical question or your health question or your comment or whatever you want to talk about the next time we do a live show. So, which is pretty much every day except the weekend. So, we want to get your questions answered big time. Now, this is very interesting, and this is where I think a lot of us are going to step in and say, oh, hell to the no. They say cancer cells are actually bullies, that cancer cells will bully the other healthy tissues to help it grow and kind of recruit them like a bully does. They say cancer cells bully neighboring healthy tissue into helping tumors grow. A mutant gene is used by the cancer to persuade healthy tissue to release unique growth signals, which tumors can then turn around and use to multiply, but they can't make themselves because they're a defective cell. So you see what they do? They're really manipulative. Cancer cell talks the other cells into not hurting them, but helping them. That is beyond what I would ever tolerate, but unfortunately, it's what it does. Researchers say that the findings could lead to new treatments for the deadly disease as it sheds more light on how cancer and normal cells communicate. So the study was conducted, I apologize, by the London's Institute of Cancer Research and the UK's Manchester Institute. So they found faulty versions of the KRAS gene, which is often mutated in cancer, and that could have important effects on other surrounding tissues. So you guys kind of know how cancer works. Basically, a cell goes rogue. So the cell goes rogue, and then it has a very unpredictable pattern, but it'll grow and grow and grow. And normal laws of healthy tissue don't apply to it. Some healthy tissue may try and fight it. Scientists found that mutated KRAS genes play a role in turning healthy stromal cells into allies of the cancer. For the first time, the research team was able to show a communication from the cancer-causing gene controlling the cancer via healthy stromal cells. Now, the healthy cells were like, I don't want to hear it. I want to butt out. And the cancer cell was like, oh, no, because we're going to get big, and then we are going to kick your butt. Now, what I want to know is, what does the cancer cell promise the healthy cell? Because the healthy cell next to it's going to die anyway. So I really don't understand why these healthy cells don't beef it up. So, I mean, if I was a researcher, I would teach these healthy cells to say, oh, hell no, and to try and protect itself. But cancer is a bully, and that's a bully's doom. So senior researcher Dr. Chris Tate says what this underlies is that cancer cells do not drive the growth and spread of tumors alone. They actually bully their healthy partner neighbors by helping them. Some pancreatic tumors have more healthy stromal cells within them than they do cancer cells. So understanding how cancer cells turn their neighbors into allies is critically important. So they've discovered exactly how cancer cells persuade the stromal tissue to secrete key growth signals. So the researchers looked at communications. I don't know what size microphone they used. Between the cells from a type of pancreatic cancer called pancreatic ductal adenocarcinoma, which is deadly, one of the deadliest forms of cancer. And they found that 90% of pancreatic cancer, the KRAS gene, was mutated. And they found it mutated in nearly 20% of all cancers. So now they monitor the proteins in both cells. They discovered that the healthy cells were able to respond to a new message. So this was a message that doubled the capacity for the KRAS gene to drive malignant behavior to the cells. So these signals that now the researchers have to decode, I mean, this is like spy stuff. Maybe we'll be able to tell us if we could intercept the message, okay, and intercept it. I know this is where we've got to beef up our national security. If we could intercept the message and then tell cells what to do, this could be way cool, and that's how we have to do it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You guys know the phrase, the grass looks greener on the other side of the fence. Well, now stay on your side of the fence if it's green, because living near green spaces helps you live longer. A new study shows that living in or near green spaces could be a boon for longevity, according to a team from Harvard School of Public Health. women living in the greenest areas as measured by satellite were 34% less likely to die from a respiratory illness than women living in the most paved over areas. And women living amidst greenery were 13% less likely to die of cancer. They said, we were surprised to observe such strong associations between increased exposure to greenness and lower mortality rates. I'm not surprised at all. I don't see how concrete is really that healthy. Anyway, they say they were more surprised to find that the high levels of vegetation seem to be connected with also improved mental health. So what they did is they looked at the giant 121,000 woman nurses health study, which gives a lot of information about how women live and die across the United States. They had the volunteers fill out regular detailed questionnaires about what they eat, when they exercise, how they live, and they assessed death occurring between the return of the 2000 questionnaire and June 1, 2008. The deaths were reported by families, and they followed 108,000 women, and they looked at those that were living near green did better, basically, if I could put that into a nutshell. So something about grass, maybe it's about the sun. When I see green, I want to go outside. I want to roll in the grass. Also, when you have grass, your dogs and cats seem to poop it up. So maybe we have to be outside cleaning the poo-poo that's in the grass. I don't know what it is. But something about grass ends up wanting to. And, yeah, some people even want to smoke it. You're right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. About 16% of high school students are now using e-cigs. 16%? They have now clocked over 3 million teens and preteens vape. Are you kidding me, people? What are they doing? I mean, why? Okay, what is so stressful about a teenager's life right now that they have to now vape and infuse chemicals in them? 5.3% of middle school students have reported using e-cigs. Middle school, so we're talking about 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th graders. This is some middle school starts at 5th, some at 6th. So that's up from 3.9% back in 2014. E-cig usage among high school students hit 16%. E-cigs are going to surpass smoking easy. The popularity, people think they look cool, they think they taste cool, they want to be in. 4.7 million middle and high school students are already using some form of tobacco. 1 in 4 high school students and 1 in 13 middle school students are using some form of a tobacco product. Are you kidding me? So if you have 4 children, one of them is smoking. The study of tobacco usage among youth is skyrocketing, all right? Now, smoking rates have declined, but a lot of these other, like chew, and I've even heard of kids using nicotine patches. Are you kidding me? How are you addicted to nicotine? Well, because they want the buzz to it, I guess. 80% of adult smokers first try smoking by the age of 18. So why does vaping lead to smoking? People think that e-cigs are less toxic than regular cigarettes, maybe from a tobacco standpoint, but I still think from a chemical standpoint, it's stupid. Remember there was an article out talking about asthmatic kids are going to have more issues because of these e-cigs? So we as parents and as educators need to, I know I'm now an educator because I'm a teacher at Toro. If I see anybody e-cigging, I'm going to smack that sucker out of his mouth. Oh, hell to the no. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.